local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Tuesday. Joe and Gracie with you here for another complete rundown of everything going on in your world today. It's July 18th, 2023. Past the halfway point of July and August right around the corner. Back to school season is rapidly approaching. Football season rapidly approaching. And still a lot going on. It's nice weather this week. Can't say that we had that last week, so it's nice to see the sun. Nice to see the clear skies. A bit on the warm side, but, you know, hey, we can't have everything that we want in life, so we just put up with it, right? That's how it goes. But Gracie back after a long extended weekend, made it just barely by the skin of her teeth.
Yeah.
Had some airport snafus, delays, maybe some lost luggage in there as well.
Luckily, no lost luggage. But yeah, I was supposed to be home yesterday afternoon and have like a nice relaxing week, you know, unpack myself before getting the week started. That didn't really happen. I woke up in my woke up in Orlando in my childhood twin bed. So, you know,
and
we can't get anything we want, right?
That's right. And you made it back to Pensacola
at like 3:05.
Like 3:05.
Yeah.
And just in time to make it over to the studio for 4 o'clock. So appreciate your dedication to the show.
Oh, yeah. I would not leave you hanging.
You thought about it, though.
Yeah, I did.
Thought about it. Yeah, you texted me that you were thinking about it if you couldn't make your flight. Just do it remotely next time.
Yeah.
512 now, News Radio 92.3. Today's top three stories, a really interesting, bizarre one over in North Korea, where the Defense Department says a U.S. soldier is now in custody after crossing the border from South Korea.
We're closely monitoring and investigating the situation and working to notify the soldiers next of kin and engaging to address this incident.
So CBS News says the troop was being escorted back to the U.S. for disciplinary reasons and somehow managed to slip through security and joined a U.N. tour of the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. UN command rather said the soldier then crossed into North Korea without any authorization. Witnesses say that he was acting in a curious manner during the tour. So now that soldier in North Korean custody. So really bizarre story. I have no idea what he was going to be disciplined for. I cannot imagine it being anything rising to the level of wanting to be in the custody of the North Koreans.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see what unfolds here in the coming days and weeks on this story. Also, police in Portland, Oregon, doing an about-face now, saying four of the six women found dead recently appear to be the victims of a serial killer. Authorities previously insisted that there was no link between the half-dozen suspicious deaths. Jesse Lee Calhoun, who's already in custody on unrelated charges, has been identified as a person of interest in the case. Finally, temperatures in Phoenix reaching at least 110 degrees for the 19th day in a row now. That's now breaking the previous record that was set back in 1974. Also, California officials are urging residents to conserve their air conditioning usage. Las Vegas says there's been a sharp rise in service calls for AC as folks there experience a power surge. And the air quality issues in effect for 14 states today as we're still dealing with the Canadian wildfire smoke covering the East and Midwest today. Those are your top three stories. Gracie has traffic and weather on the fives.
Well, we still have some slow-moving traffic on 98. That's 98 westbound as you're getting into Windhaven Beach from Hurlburt Field. We have an accident there that's making that afternoon traffic a little bit heavier than usual. The accident looks like it's off East Timberlake Drive, but again, it is backing up in the westbound direction all the way into Mary Esther past Hurlburt Field. Throughout Pensacola, I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90. If you do see something on the roads, slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at the weather, as Joe mentioned, it's a nice week for us. Dry weather with sunny skies, a low of 77 tonight, and clear skies for bands on the beach. It's going to be awesome. 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. It is hot, but at least we're not in Phoenix, Arizona, so it could be hotter. And this traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some local headlines, the Escambia Sheriff's Office still investigating. They say they have no suspects right now after a woman was hospitalized after being shot in the chest during a drive-by. That happened on Mission Road off Fairfield Drive. The Sheriff's Office says the woman was sitting on a porch with her boyfriend when somebody driving by started shooting. The woman's boyfriend was not hurt. Again, deputies have no suspects, and they are still investigating. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says that Operation Brownsville is now in the rearview mirror, at least for the time being, as they are now moving on to the crime center and ShotSpotter.
You know, the big question is, where do we go from here, and where do we go? We have, the appropriation, $800,000+ for 6 square miles, 3 in the county, 3 in the city, to put the ShotSpotter program to incorporate that into our real-time crime center.
And Simmons says he expects the system to be operational sometime by the end of the year. Once that's installed, they'll focus on the Montclair and Mayfair neighborhoods, as well as getting the real-time crime center operational. He says that will give them real-time access cameras across the country, county rather. D.C. Reeves, Mayor D.C. Reeves, having his weekly press conference today, and had a few interesting highlights. Number one, talking about the need for Pensacola City Hall to get repairs done, about $1.3 million worth. Mold issues, also water intrusion and penetration of ionized salt air and moisture. So Reeves says the city is now looking to cover the bill for that. They have about $1 million as part of ARPA funds. That's from the COVID pandemic that they're looking to apply from that, as well as some others. Also, the design firm appears to have been selected. The city council is set to approve moving forward with EXP US Services Incorporated. This is for the architectural and engineering design of the new Pensacola International Airport terminal.
We'll have to see what comes back from the winning designer, but if we were to guesstimate a year, a little bit more on the full design, that means technically by the time you would go bid out, everything else, you could start by the end of 24, maybe early 25.
The city's selection committee scored them the highest out of the five firms that had submitted proposals. So with the council action on Thursday, it would authorize Mayor Reeves to negotiate and execute a contract with the firm to start their work. Finally, the city of Milton. He was in, then out, then possibly back in again, and now he's definitely out. In an email sent today, Scott Collins made it clear to Milton city leaders that he's withdrawing from consideration. After initially doing so Saturday, the city said in a statement that there was still continued contact with Collins. However, he wrote today, quote, "I'm sending this email to confirm that I won't be contracting to serve as the city of Milton's city manager." So that's it for Scott Collins. We'll have to see what happens in the days and weeks ahead and where the city goes from here in their search to replace City Manager Randy Jorgensen, who is retiring at the end of August. So time is ticking. 5:20, we'll take a break. Come back with a look at our state headlines. Plenty going on around the state of Florida today. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego.
Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. It's a fantastic evening for Bands on the Beach. A little bit on the hot side, but at least it's not raining. Bands on the Beach is back every Tuesday night. That's thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion. It starts at 7, so still plenty of time to get to Pensacola Beach. This week, it's On the Rocks taking the stage. Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites and shakes it up, twists it, and then puts their own unique twist and special flavors since then serves it to you. That's On the Rock. So again, that's 7 o'clock Pensacola Beach for Bands on the Beach. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together. 525 right now. We still have some slowdowns on 98. That's 98 westbound. There was an accident right off of East Timberlake Drive, and it is improving leading up to the accident, but we're still seeing some delays because of it backing into Mary Esther. So it is getting better. better, but definitely still have some delays 98 westbound. We are seeing some typical afternoon traffic on I-10, also in the westbound direction right near 29 as you're getting closer to Pine Forest. So in between Pine Forest and 29, expect some slight slowdowns there. And if you see anything else, have any details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Beautiful weather all this week, really no chances of rain, mostly clear skies for this evening and a low of 77. 92 right now in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Looking at some state headlines. So in Central Florida, Orange County to be exact, the school district there, one of Florida's largest, by the way, it's looking into a possible cell phone ban for students. The proposed policy would prohibit students from using phones during school hours unless it's approved by a teacher. This would include during lunchtime and recess as well. Talked about this last hour. Taking your text on this, number one, do you agree, disagree with this? I'm in full agreement, and I think it's especially important to include lunchtime and recess as well. It's one thing to limit cell phone usage during classrooms. Students are there to learn. They're in school. They should have their full undivided attention on the teacher and the subject matter. But I also think it's almost, if not equally as important, to have no cell phones during lunch and recess too, is because there's also the social skills that children learn being around other kids and just playing and interacting and just being kids. And so I am 100% in support of this. I think, you know, during the school hours, no need to have a cell phone. You're in school. Become better friends with those you're around. Mm-hmm. Those interpersonal skills that, you know, people in, you know, universities and even businesses say that, you know, a lot of people coming into the job market now are lacking just because of how much time is being spent on cell phones. So I'm in agreement as on this, and also came up with a question, 850-437-1620. When was the how old were you the first time you had a cell phone? Gracie and I, there's 13 years between us, but we're views on cell phones are completely different because I grew up in just kind of that middle ground of having the childhood where cell phones didn't exist, and then all of a sudden they were, and I feel like I'm pretty tech savvy when it comes to my electronics. You, by and large, did not know of a world where cell phones didn't exist.
Yeah.
And so I was 18. I was an 18-year-old graduated high school senior and going to college. That's when I got my first cell phone. You, on the other hand?
Fourth grade was my first cell phone. And sixth was my first, like, smartphone that I was, like, playing on my phone and going on my phone before, like, not just calling.
Yeah. So depending on how old you are, I'd imagine the answers be a bit different on that. 850-437-1620. Elsewhere in the state of Florida today, a 7-year-old boy died following a golf cart accident near Fort Myers. Florida Highway Patrol says a 3-year-old was driving the cart at a home, and while approaching a curve, he hit the 7-year-old. The boy later died from his injuries. Also, it's almost back to school time now, and the school sales tax holiday starts next Monday. That'll run from July 24th until August 6th. Back to school items and clothing will be tax exempt, including clothes, schools, school supplies less than $50, shoes, learning aids, and even personal computers and accessories that cost less than $1,500. So again, that's July 24th until August 6th.
Also in state headlines, the smoke out of Canada wildfires is back and has reached as far south as Florida. The National Weather Service in Jacksonville says that the smoke is creating hazy skies across the northeast as part of the Sunshine State. And the smoke is not causing any air quality concerns, but it could cause some visible restrictions.
Attorney General Ashley Moody and the FDLE announcing a specialized unit to combat cybercrime.
Our victims' fraud losses range from $25,000 to $500,000. Some, if not all, start as a romance scam that leads our victims to fraudulent cryptocurrency brokers.
And that is, along with Ashley Moody, FDLE spokesman there, nearly half of all Americans have had their personal information exposed. Seniors in Florida, particularly vulnerable. Texter saying, I was 29 when I got my first phone back in 1993. Leader in the clubhouse, 50 years old when they got their first cell phone. Other says 24. How old were you? Let us know. Your Money Now is followed by after Fox News. It's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A landmark day for shares of Microsoft. The shares rallied 4% and closed at a record high of $359. The software giant unveiled pricing details for its new Microsoft 365 artificial intelligence subscription service, Copilot, which can design presentations, offer writing prompts, and summarize meetings. It's only Tuesday, but movie fans and industry watchers are already thinking about Friday when two highly anticipated films arrive in theaters, that some folks have referred to as the bombshell and the bomb. Greta Gerwig's Barbie, starring Margot Robbie as the legendary doll, is expected to pull in $95 to $110 million over its opening weekend, while Christopher Nolan's atomic bomb drama Oppenheimer is projected at $50 million. Well, with the Dow Industrials notching a seventh straight advance, stocks rose again today. The blue-chip Dow leaped 366 points, or 1.1%. The S&P 500 rose 32. The NASDAQ up 108. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
This is Andrew Perloff with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The NFL is a game of resource management. GMs have no room for sentimentality. Their job depends on one thing, winning and losing. Evening out the running back market is a non-priority. Building the best roster is a thing. And today's NFL reality, unfortunately, that means not paying running backs. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Oh, oh.
Refresh your ride at O'Reilly Auto Parts with the new Art of Car Care line from Turtle Wax and L.A. street artist Mr. Cartoon. Whether it's a detailer to give your paint that extra shine or wheel and tire products to keep them spinning in style. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get Turtle Wax and Mr. Cartoon's The Art of Car Care exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Look right at your baby.
that you know this song. You do, okay?
Oh, yeah, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, good, good.
This song may be on my workout playlist.
Ooh!
Put there many years ago. But, yeah, it just a little shocking. I mean, listen, I've had Pickens sitting in your spot yesterday and Friday, and the music difference is striking. So I'm just sitting here minding my business, and then all of a sudden I hear Call Me Maybe. It's, you know, it's a little jarring.
Well, we're talking cell phones today. Out of Orange County in Florida, they are thinking of putting a rule in to take away cell phones.
Right.
So prohibit students from using cell phones during school hours. So that had us talking about what age were you when you had a cell phone? So caller texted in. We actually got a call in. 45 was the age, and they're 55 now. So they've had a cell phone for about 10 uh-huh. years. So we also got a couple texts in. 24 until I used my first cell phone. 50 years old is still the oldest,
leader
I think.
In the clubhouse, yeah.
Yep. So we also have, let's see. I was able to buy my first cell phone in 2000 when I was 15. I was working at the time and made $7 per hour. So lots of good text in. We also have 30 years old. A car. It was called the car phone. It was mounted on the floorboard of my car. It wasn't mobile. Stayed in the car in $1.25 per minute.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some quick conversations there. You know, there used to be a commercial, and it would have no application today. But it was one of my favorites. So the story goes is that there's this guy in the hospital, and he has to call collect, but he doesn't want to spend the money for the long-distance mm-hmm. call. So he's at the hospital. His wife is giving birth, and he calls up, and, you know, he connects with the operator, and the operator's like, hi, can I have your first name? It says, yeah, it's Mike. And it says, and your last name? It's a baby. We had a boy. And so the operator goes to, connect with his dad and says, you know, hi. And it's like, hi, you have a call from Mike. It's a baby. You know, had a baby. It's a boy. And it's like, oh, no, that's the wrong number.
Oh my
and
gosh.
then the mom's like, hey, who was that? It's Mike. They had a baby. It was a boy, you know. So obviously that would have no relevance today. But, you know, that's just one of the things I remember about my childhood and just, you know, the dealings that we had to do with long distance calls and all that. Just one more example there. 538 News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Looking at some national headlines now, President Biden hosting the President of Israel at the White House today. Meeting in the Oval Office, and Israeli President Isaac Herzog will tomorrow address a joint meeting of Congress to mark 75 years of Israeli independence.
Also, former President Trump says that he received a letter telling him that he's a target in Special Counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot. So in a post on Truth Social, Trump said that he received a letter on Sunday night and was offered a chance to appear before the grand jury, which is set to meet later this week. The target letter suggests that Trump may soon face an indictment in the Justice Department investigation, focusing on his efforts to stay in power after losing the 2020 election.
Another long day today of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Heuermann. Detectives were inside his home yesterday. Reports say police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Heuermann remains behind bars and on suicide watch.
Also, the man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents on social media is being asked to be let out of jail. That's Jack Teixeira. His lawyer made an argument yesterday pointing out that he was charged with the same federal counts as former President Trump, who was released and not opposed by prosecutors.
Yeah, makes a pretty good argument there.
Yeah.
I think, well, I don't know. I mean, both dealing with classified documents, although, you know, both with, you know, national security and all that. Yeah, I think it's a good argument. I mean, obviously Trump has a lot more money, a lot more, you know, high profile, high end lawyers. So, you know,
but kind of the phrase that comes up with Trump is no one's above the law. It's like,
yeah,
well, it's a little bit different, though.
Yeah, exactly. Sports headlines right now. So Major League Baseball, no games in progress right now. We do have the Atlanta Braves back in action today. Hosting the Diamondbacks, that one starts at 6:20. The Rays still in Texas taking on the Rangers starts at 7:05. And the Marlins in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals, that one first pitch at 6:45 tonight. One TV game, TBS at 6:05, the Baltimore Orioles hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers. NFL, we're just now a day or two away from training camp opening around the league, and the Dallas Cowboys, as they do every year, are setting up shop in Oxnard, California, but a lot of residents don't like the fact that the Cowboys take over. Giant tents backing up to a neighborhood doesn't sit well with those who live along the fence line. Homeowners hiring a lawyer and filing a complaint with the city, claiming the structures compromise their security, obstruct their view, block garden sunlight, and reduce their home values as well. Cowboys say that they've received approval from the city. And down in Miami, Lionel Messi training for the first time with his new team.
It doesn't matter who you are and how good you are. You need time to adapt to the surface, to your teammates, and obviously to a different league.
That's David Beckham, co-owner of Inter Miami. He says just how much of Messi we see during their matchup on Friday with Cruz Azul is completely up to Messi. That game will be on 7 o'clock our time and on Apple TV as well. Today in health, business, and science notes, the White House rolling out a cyber trust mark for smart devices. They're creating a label for internet and Bluetooth-enabled devices and appliances that meet federal cybersecurity standards. The goal is to help people understand which devices they can use in their home that are less vulnerable to cyber attacks. The label will start being applied late next year, and a number of major retailers have already signed on to the voluntary program. I'm curious. Now, very little is known about this right now, but with a trust mark on smart devices, would that make you more or less likely that the government is giving this seal of approval trust mark? Would that make you more or less likely to buy that particular product? 850-437-1620, the text line.
Also, back-to-school spending is pretty high this year. So back-to-school spending is expected to reach a staggering $41.5 billion this year. According to the National Retail Federation, dollars spent to back-to-school shopping or spent on back-to-school shopping is going to break records. Up to $36.9 billion were spent last year. Families with children in elementary school through high school plan to spend an average of $890 on back-to-school supplies, while college students and their families are expected to spend over $1,300 per person.
Excuse me. Lawmakers examining the role AI will play in warfare. AI experts testifying before a House subcommittee today.
China's investing the full power of its industrial base for AI. This year, they're on track to spend roughly three times the U.S. government on AI.
Alexander Wang is CEO of Scale AI. He says China's basically approaching it like their own Apollo program. He says that the new era of war will be dominated by AI and that the nation that can rapidly integrate the technology into its military forces will win.
Also, it turns out that the batteries that power electric vehicles are not holding up very well in extreme heat. So according to experts, extreme heat makes the batteries work harder and less efficient. EV drivers are going to start noticing low charging capacities. And the best advice from the experts is just to keep your electric vehicle as cool as possible. Do whatever you can to keep your EV cool. Speaking of cars, it is a 5:45 right now. We're going to see how everyone's doing on the roads. We're looking good with I-10 and I-110 showing no major delays in our slowdowns on 98 westbound. Definitely still present, but looking a little bit better. That's if you're going to be leaving the Hurlburt Field area. It's backing up into Mary Esther as you're moving into Navarre. We had an accident there that made the typical afternoon traffic just a little bit heavier. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number if you have any details. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The heat is on for the next couple of days. Look for those highs to be in the mid to low 90s, but the heat index values will be up between 105 and 110. That's how hot it will actually feel. Lots of sunshine and very little chance for any rain next couple of days. Into the weekend, some scattered thunderstorms are possible. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. As he said, it's hot and dry. We have mostly clear skies tonight in the low of 77. It's 92 right now in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Taco John's is giving up in the fight over the Taco Tuesday trademark. The decision comes after rival Taco Bell filed a petition with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office challenging Taco John's three-decade hold on the term. The CEO of Taco John says the company is dropping the fight because the legal fees are just piling up.
Wow. Sorry, Taco John.
Yep.
I feel like that was kind of going
inevitable.
Have to happen. Yeah, because the commercial had didn't they have a commercial about it for Taco Bell?
I don't think Taco Bell did because they couldn't
use the name.
So this whole thing came, you know, I don't remember now. Maybe there was.
Maybe I had a dream, but I felt like there was a commercial about Taco Bell. Like, they couldn't say Taco Tuesday. And it was like, either it wasn't LeBron James, but it was like some.
Well, LeBron James was the one who kind of brought it into the public lexicon. He was not affiliated with Taco Bell, but Taco Bell was basically saying that, hey, Taco John's shouldn't have the stranglehold over it.
Okay.
And so LeBron James said, hey, you know, I'm siding with Taco Bell on this. And so now Taco John's, by dropping it, it will now enable Taco Bell to use it.
Okay. So, well, good for you, Taco Bell. And excited for some Tuesday deals.
Rooting for the little guy.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, whatever. Well, home builder sentiment is rising for the seventh straight month. So Wells Fargo housing market index rose 1 point, rose 1 point to 56 in July. So builders remain concerned about the higher mortgage rates, but say that the lack of existing homes sales is helping drive the demand for new construction.
Pop culture notes, a jackpot of $640 million is up for tonight's Mega Millions lottery, and nobody won last night's Powerball. So the estimated top prize for tomorrow night is at $1 billion.
Super exciting. I think we have to get a ticket.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Lindsay Lohan is a new mom. So according to Page Six, the 37-year-old gave birth to her firstborn child, which was a son. Louis.
Louis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the baby was born in Dubai, where she lives with her husband. So congratulations to Lindsay Lohan.
And finally, Matt Damon revealing some personal details about his conversations that he had with his wife in couples therapy. He says that he was all set to take a break from acting unless one thing happened. And that one thing was, if Christopher Nolan calls.
This is without knowing whether or not he was working on anything, because he never tells you. Like Killian, he just calls you out of the blue.
Yeah.
It was a moment in my household, but...
So even modern psychology has a caveat?
For Chris.
For Chris. Just checking. You heard it here first.
Yeah, so that was Matt Damon, also Robert Downey Jr., who's also in the film. So Nolan called, offered Damon one of the starring roles in Oppenheimer, so that was the one condition. And so Damon is playing Leslie Groves in the movie, who was the director of the Manhattan Projects. So that comes out this weekend.
Super exciting. I probably won't see it this weekend, but I'm excited to see it in general. So while I was with my family this weekend, we were talking about movies this summer, and everyone was talking about this movie. So it'll be good. 5:50 right now. Going to get a quick break, come back with some wacky and weird headlines, and of course, ending on some good news right here on News Radio 923. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas
Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Who's this?
Working 9 to 5. Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's right.
I meant to ask.
I feel like I should know this.
But. Yeah. No, that's okay. We didn't get to the chorus yet, so.
Yeah. Once you, I was like, oh, okay. That's what the song is.
Did you guys talk about yesterday in pop culture Miranda Lambert?
We did.
Okay.
We did, actually. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm kind of upset at Miranda. Good. Because be. I like her, but I'm like, come on, girl. Like, what? It's not that big of a deal. I think she's kind of known for being a little bit of a diva.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, she was previously married to Blake Shelton, right? Who
yes.
we all love.
Yes, exactly. But usually I'm kind of on a little bit more of Miranda Lambert's side on that one.
Mm.
I don't know why, but I've always kind of leaned closer more to Miranda, but I'm like, okay, catch a break. Like,
no, I'm with you. Yeah, so. we went off on her yesterday.
Okay, good.
Well, I did. John was a little bit more hugging the fence, so to speak, but they were not doing anything to, you know, any safety issues to themselves, to Miranda.
They
were taking selfies and they paid for the tickets.
Yeah.
So yeah, take all the selfies you want. So
I couldn't watch the video though, because I was just like, this is just going to make me cringe too much. And I like Miranda Lambert.
Yeah,
so.
It was a little cringe on her behalf.
Yeah.
But yeah, I fully support the concert goers who were taking selfies.
Yeah, same.
6:55, get a final check of the roads and our weather this hour.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. 98, we are still seeing some slowdowns leaving Hurlburt Field area and Mary Esther into Winhaven Beach and Navarre, but it is improving. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. We have sunny skies and clear skies tonight as well. That's, again, mostly clear skies and a low of 77. And it's 92 right now in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some wacky and weird stuff going on. So we had a Florida woman who is now facing a charge of disorderly conduct. And the reason why is because she hit a random person in the face with a burrito. Eek. This happened in St. Petersburg at a restaurant called Rick's Reef. She was apparently arguing with a guy and threw her burrito at him, missed him, and hit somebody else in the face.
Yikes. Another kind of just awful story coming out of Yellowstone National Park. So a 47-year-old woman was gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park yesterday. The woman and a companion saw two bisons. They turned to walk away, but one of them charged them and gored the woman. So the park officials say that she sustained significant injuries to her chest and abdomen, and she was taken by helicopter to an Idaho hospital.
A federal official is investigating after an airplane emergency slide was found in the backyard of a Chicago home. Officials say the slide is from a United Airlines flight and it caused damage to the home yesterday.
So we weren't sure what it was at first. We didn't know that it was a slide at the time, so we tried to get it out as quickly as we could because we thought it might have been hazardous.
The homeowner, Patrick Devitt, says he heard a loud boom, then went outside and saw the slide in his mother's garden. My guess on this, I don't know where the house is in proximity, but I'm guessing this was a flight that was either leaving or departing from either O'Hare or Midway, the two airports in Chicago. I'm guessing this home is in pretty close proximity to either one. And so the airplane took off and then something just fell out of the lower compartment. That's what my assumption is on this.
Yeah, but kind of strange. Yeah, weird though. We're talking a lot about cell phones today. Well, the first cell phone, a rare first generation, or not the first cell phone, but a rare first generation iPhone, sealed iPhone, just sold for over $190,000. So that's more than three times what a similar 2007 iPhone went for earlier this year. So the one that was sold is the initial 4 gig model, which was discontinued just after 2 months and replaced with an 8 gig model. The sealed 8 gig model that previously sold was sold for $63,000.
In good news today, an Australian man and his dog are safe after spending a grueling 3 months adrift at sea. Timothy Shattuck and his canine Bella were rescued from the Pacific over the weekend by a Mexican tuna boat. Shattuck said that they were able to survive on rainwater and raw fish after a storm severely damaged his vessel en route to French Polynesia about 2 weeks into the voyage.
Wow. Also some good news. A 15-year-old California native completed 28.5-mile swim around Manhattan for a great cause. That's Maya. She traveled to the Big Apple over the weekend to participate in the Swim Across America 20 Bridges Swim. This isn't the first time that she has done this. She has been in races like this throughout the past 8 years and helped raise over $60,000 for the nonprofit organization.
Very cool. Took her 8 hours and 43 minutes to complete.
Yeah. I couldn't do that on a raft.
Only thing I can complete in 8 hours and 43 minutes is sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
That's about it. 5:59, Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll be back in 12 minutes on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.